Chapter 5, The Overlapping Symptoms, Why It's So Confusing. Two Injuries, One Struggle. PTSD and TBI are two different conditions, but to many veterans and their families, they can look exactly the same. That's one of the most confusing and frustrating things about these injuries. They each come from different causes. One is emotional, the other is physical, but the symptoms often overlap in ways that blur the lines. This makes it hard for veterans to know what's really happening. It also makes it difficult for doctors to know where to begin with treatment. The confusion isn't just in the brain. It's in the process of getting the right help. Veterans who have served in combat zones or high-stress military roles often return with symptoms like memory loss, anger issues, trouble sleeping, emotional outbursts, or even numbness. These signs can come from PTSD. They can also come from TBI. In many cases, they come from both. But the body doesn't raise a flag that says which one it is. And because the injuries are invisible, people don't always believe what they can't see. That makes the journey to understanding even harder. Memory problems that steal the present. One of the most common symptoms veterans face after trauma or brain injury is memory loss. This can mean forgetting names, dates, or events that just happened. It can show up as walking into a room and not remembering why. Some veterans forget full conversations or lose track of time. Memory issues can feel scary. They can make a person feel lost in their own life. Both PTSD and TBI affect memory in different ways. PTSD impacts the brain's ability to store new memories because it always stays stuck in a fear state. The mind is so busy scanning for danger that it doesn't pay attention to what's happening now. So the memory of everyday things gets lost. TBI, on the other hand, causes damage to the brain itself, especially in areas that control short-term memory and focus. This kind of injury can disrupt the brain's natural pathways. Think of it like a road that's been damaged in a storm. The message just doesn't make it through. To the outside world, it might seem like the veteran isn't paying attention. But what's really happening is that their brain isn't working the way it used to. Memory loss is not a choice. It's a symptom. Irritability and anger that comes out of nowhere. Another major symptom that both PTSD and TBI share is sudden anger or irritability. Veterans might lose their temper quickly, even over small things. They may snap at loved ones, raise their voice without meaning to, or feel a strong need to escape a situation they can't handle. Sometimes they feel embarrassed afterward. Other times, they don't even realize what happened until someone points it out. PTSD causes irritability because the brain is always in a state of fight or flight. That means the body is flooded with stress chemicals, ready to react fast to danger. When the brain is wired for war, even normal stress feels like a threat. TBI also causes anger because the injury can affect the part of the brain that controls emotions. This part usually helps us slow down, think things through, and respond calmly. But when it's damaged, that filter breaks down. The result is a short fuse. From the outside, it can look like the veteran is being rude, mean, or disrespectful. But inside, they often feel confused, regretful, or deeply ashamed. The anger isn't about the moment. It's about the injury that took away their ability to manage the moment. Sleep problems that keep the war going. Almost every veteran with PTSD or TBI struggles with sleep. Some can't fall asleep. Others can't stay asleep. Many wake up feeling just as tired as when they went to bed. And almost all live with the fear of nightmares. PTSD sleep problems are often caused by anxiety. The brain doesn't feel safe enough to relax. Veterans may relive traumatic memories in their dreams. They may wake up in a panic, sweaty and breathless. Over time, they begin to fear sleep itself because it brings back what they're trying to forget. TBI can also disrupt sleep by damaging the brain's internal clock. It affects how the body moves through sleep cycles. A veteran might fall asleep fast, but wake up every hour. Or they may sleep for long periods, but never reach the deep sleep the body needs to heal. The overlap here is hard to separate. Both conditions can cause the same result: exhaustion, mood swings, poor focus, and worsening symptoms during the day. Without sleep, healing becomes even harder. Emotional instability that's hard to explain. One of the most painful shared symptoms is emotional instability. Veterans may cry unexpectedly, feel anxious in situations that never used to bother them, or suddenly feel numb. Their emotions may swing without warning. One moment they are calm, the next overwhelmed. These ups and downs don't just confuse others, they confuse the veteran too. With PTSD, emotional swings come from the brain being stuck in survival mode. It's as if the emergency alarm is always ready to go off, even when nothing's wrong. With TBI, the injury can damage the parts of the brain that regulate emotion. That means the brain can no longer filter what's coming in or out. It responds too much, too little, or at the wrong time. The end result feels the same. Veterans may struggle to connect with others. They may pull away from loved ones to avoid hurting them. They may think something is wrong with them when, in truth, it's the injury talking. But when both PTSD and TBI are present, the emotional swings can be even more intense and harder to treat. Why diagnosis is so difficult. When symptoms from both PTSD and TBI overlap, it creates a guessing game for doctors, therapists, and families. The veteran might get diagnosed with one, but not the other. Or they may be misdiagnosed altogether. This confusion can delay treatment or lead to care that doesn't fully help. PTSD is usually diagnosed through questions about mood, behavior, and trauma history. TBI often requires brain scans, memory tests, and physical exams. But many veterans don't remember the exact moment they were injured. Some don't even know a TBI happened. And some don't want to talk about their trauma at all, which makes PTSD harder to detect. Medical providers sometimes focus on just one condition. If the veteran talks about nightmares and flashbacks, they may be treated only for PTSD. If they mention headaches and memory loss, they may only get care for TBI. But if both are happening, only treating one is like patching a leak while ignoring the flood. When the symptoms feed each other. What makes this overlap even harder is that PTSD and TBI can make each other worse. The fear and anxiety of PTSD can make it harder to focus, which makes memory loss from TBI more noticeable. The sleep problems caused by PTSD can make brain fog from TBI more intense. The emotional stress from one condition can heighten the symptoms of the other. When both are present, the brain has to work twice as hard to function. and the veteran may feel like they're falling apart, even if they're doing their best to hold it together. The weight of not knowing what's wrong or being told, "It's all in your head," can lead to depression, shame, and isolation. How to start finding clarity. The first step toward healing is recognizing that the overlap is real. It's not just in the veteran's imagination. It's not a personal failure. It's a sign that the brain has been through trauma, injury, or both, and it deserves care. Veterans need medical providers who understand both PTSD and TBI and can look at the whole picture. They need support systems that don't rush to judgment or try to label the pain too quickly. And they need the time and space to heal in ways that are right for them. Families and friends can help by listening, learning, and staying patient. When symptoms seem confusing, it's okay to admit that, but it's not okay to ignore them. Veterans didn't get to choose their injuries, but together, we can choose how we respond with compassion, support, and commitment. You're not crazy, you're injured. Many veterans say the same thing. "I feel like I'm going crazy." But they're not. They're injured. And the symptoms are not weakness. They are signals. They are messages from the body and brain that something needs attention. Understanding the overlap between PTSD and TBI is one of the most important steps in supporting a veteran's journey. It means not having all the answers, but being willing to ask better questions. It means giving space for both injuries to exist at the same time. And it means walking beside the people who carry invisible wounds with strength, dignity, and grace. In the next chapter, we'll talk about how to tell the difference between PTSD and TBI. Knowing what separates them is just as important as knowing what they share. It's the next step in making sure no veteran is left behind in confusion or in silence. Let's keep walking.